Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved. Ooh, and darn sexy people. How are ya? Happy St. Patty's Day to y'all. I have some Irish in me. German, Irish, Dutch. What a combination. No wonder I'm all over the place, eh? Anyway, I'm coming to you from my home. Next week, I'll be in Orlando for a sci-fi convention. So I'll be talking to you from there. And I've got some announcements here for you. By the way, if you want to speak with the channel, press 1 so you can get into the lineup. If you've already pressed 1, don't press it again. Okay. Our wonderful Stephen, who produces the show, you know, he's got these amazing far-out foods, which are bunches of different kind of spices. Well, he's just come out with some new shaker jars and new flavors. So please, you know, he is an example of what all of our work is about. He decided what he wanted to do. He took an idea. He committed to it. Whatever action he had to take, he followed through. And now it's up. It's just awesome. So go support him, please, at Far Out Foods. That's FOODZ.com. And also, I want to remind you guys, I'm going to be doing this Reignite Your Light Summit in Fort Lauderdale, June 22nd through 23rd. I have done these weekends for Robin and Joelle several times before. Gosh, you don't want to miss this weekend. The energy, everything is just awesome. It's awesome. And then Jennifer McLean, my buddy who I would support in any endeavor, has invited me to speak at her conference August 3rd and 4th. So both of those will be on the e-blast. Please come. I got to say, I'm pretty awesome in person. I'm a lot of fun. And you're just going to really love these 2 weekends. And you see, I have been saying I am out speaking more. I am out speaking more, not, gosh, I wish I could speak more, or I really want to speak more. I am out speaking more. And I've booked four things now, just boom, 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 that have come to me. So that's the way it works, guys. All right, so I want to jump into... There's two things today. One was, you know, we've had this migration of these amazing painted lady butterflies, I think is what they're called. And they're just everywhere, everywhere. Freedom and I went on a walk the other day, and they were landing on her, which she didn't know what the heck to do with. But I was saying, oh, Freedom, look how beautiful, new beginnings and new life and springtime. And, oh, isn't it incredible? We're being blessed by this showering of these beautiful butterflies. Later in the day, I'm at CVS, and the woman in front of me says to the clerk, have you seen all these butterflies? Do you think maybe that's a signal that it's the end of the earth, that Armageddon's here? And it hit me between the eyes so much that someone could have such an opposite perspective of the world. But I want you to hear, you see, that's how we make our heaven or our hell while we're in embodiment living in the three-dimensional world. How do you want to see the world, guys? How do you want to see the world? And then I would start saying, I'm seeing the world as a world of clarity. I'm seeing the world as a world of love and joy, a world that supports me in every way. I'm seeing a world of beauty. I'm seeing a world where people work together in harmony. I'm seeing a world of people that take care of the world. Okay, so I'm seeing that, and I am that, and I take action toward that, and that's how we create what we want. Now, connected to that is, I did an affiliate program with someone who I really adore lately, and it was all around the science of love. Now, what's been very, very interesting to me is there's always been a huge response to what I offer. And this time, not as much. And so I sat down and I went, okay, is there anything in me that's holding it away? And, you know, I got a couple of my healing partners doing this with me to make sure I'm objective. No, anything that the person doing, no. And anyway, what it was, it started out that people didn't want to know that love's a science. They didn't want to accept that. And so they couldn't open themselves up to the gifts of the package because that's what they were going to get. But ultimately, they didn't want to know that love is a science because science proves things, guys. That's what science does. It takes something that we think might be true and it proves it to be true. And if we truly know that love heals everything, creates everything, that the more we take ourselves into the state of love, the more we create what we want. When we know that that's a science, then there's no escaping the facts that we are God, we are our own creators, and that we must take responsibility for what we want to create and who we are. So I'm calling in now all the people who truly want to be responsible for their own self-creation. And I'm seeing a world where everybody is ready for the science of love because they are accepting their responsibility of creation and they want to know what the formula is. So that's what I want. That's who I am. That's what I'm creating right now. And I'm asking the universe to come in and partner with me. Because I think that is also a lot of what's going on with politics. This dichotomy in our country, where the country's split down the middle. So I want you to all ask yourselves, What resonates with love? Where are you sending love? And if you're not holding the state of love, you're creating what you don't want, guys. Where is it that we each individually can take more responsibility for creating the country and the world that we want? Those are the questions you have to answer. Because when you shift your energy, the energy of the entire world shifts with you. All right, so they want us to balance this before I go to the calls. So we're all coming together and we're claiming I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love around all of this. Everything's in balance. Yes, any of you that are looking to create or test anything, it's all about balance. Where does your body have to be brought into balance? Where does your mind, your thinking, your emotions, all energy is looking to be in balance. And that's the highest direction. They've stopped me probably 20 times this week and wouldn't let me go on until I remembered the word balance. So there you go. So before we start the calls, we're coming together, everybody, and claim I am, and I am connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding, and so it is. We all want the highest answer, and here we go. Miss Maria in San Francisco, you're on. Hi, honey.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We're trying to deal with hiring an attorney for handling my mother's passing internationally. And I have some concerns with the attorney that my family in Europe is recommending.
The first thing I heard was you should have concern.
Okay.
Okay.
Should we wait to get the third party that is I just got yesterday to recommend through him rather than the international hourly rate attorney that another person recommended?
This is the right question. Are we going to the highest choice here? Whatever you said second is your highest choice. Not the guy handling it now. And not
there
the third
options.
Thing. Yeah, the second one.
The one that I just got yesterday who's going to call in a favor through Europe?
Yes. That's what I'm getting. All right, so let's make sure, because I'm going to teach everybody something here now. So we want to make sure we're testing from all different perspectives. So that's the highest choice for everyone to receive each individual highest good to make it easy, that it's done in integrity, and in a timely manner, and that everybody feels good about. I get a yes on all that, Maria.
Yes, for the new recommendation from yesterday. So my intuition that I'm trying to develop is clear to not go with the family recommendation, even though they are adamant that we should go with him. So what is the problem with him? Is he overcharging us? Is that what my intuition is reading?
Well, I get that's not the right question. They're just saying overall in every subject, he's not the highest choice for what we stated we wanted.
Okay. So the new person I got yesterday, wait for him to find another attorney, and then we'll go with that person.
I get a yes. Now, you guys, you know I always tell you you're your highest answer.
Right.
So if your instinct goes against that, then you've got to listen to that. But that's what I'm getting.
I'm trying to trust my instincts and make sure that they're correct.
I understand
I get
that.
Really confused.
I understand that, Maria. It's a big decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah,
but,
and it's sensitive too because they have their opinion. They want us to go with that person. They don't understand that I'm trying to follow my instincts, so they're going off information.
Well,
they're
not going to understand instinct, Maria.
Mhm. Mhm.
You know, just try and approach it from logic as much as you can.
Yeah.
But you've done research, and you're just asking them to keep an open mind. Otherwise, you set you up against them, and that's no way to go into this. Do you understand?
Right.
Okay, sweetheart. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You bet. And Miss Ann, my God, how are you, baby?
This is me.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. Very good. Thank you very much. I've been dealing with depression, and I've gotten came into me the brain thing, and that a lot of it had to do perhaps with my diet, and that depression can be caused with some, diet caused. Anyway, a plant-based diet was recommended. I just wanted to get the...
Okay. Well, Anne... hold on. We both want the highest answer. Anybody switched? We're both balanced. I get it doesn't have anything to do with your diet.
No, really? Okay.
Well, that's what I get.
Okay.
I'm not a doctor. But- now, we absolutely know that diet is important. Let's not use the word diet. Eating well.
Eating, healthy eating, and then also it goes into all the toxins and all those things. And I don't believe I have any of those. I feel I'm really healthy.
Okay, well, let me ask you then. You see, you just discounted yourself because you said you thought your depression was due to your diet, and then you said, I'm really healthy.
Yeah, well, no, it was a different perspective, and there was a part of it that felt that might be true. The plant-based might be an option, and I had another coach
that
kind of directed me towards more sprouts and things like that.
Well, I get a yes on the sprouts.
Sprouts.
But when I say for depression, I get a no. So let's just say... what is the highest thing you need to bring into alignment to be joyful, unhappy, and positive?
Yes, thank you. I would really like that because I've not addressed that before, and it seems to be popping up all over now.
That's not true, Anne. We addressed it the whole time you were at Creation Station. So
it was
it's not
there
true.
The whole time I was there?
Well, yeah. We went in and out of uncovering things for you. Remember, there was a belief that you have to go back and forth and back and forth, and I have to be happy, and then I have to be depressed, and then I get to be happy.
Yeah, I had that pattern of up, down. Yeah, one day up, one day down. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of still in place, but could you give me a song, please?
Zippity-doo-dah.
Okay. So, Zippity-doo-dah is all about the perspective of a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when I say there's anything limiting you from keeping that perspective, holding that perspective, having that perspective, I get a no. So are you depressed right now?
I woke up that way, and I took an ashwagandha because I found the other day that helped me, and I had that.
Okay, so let me ask you, Anne, did you direct your day before you got out of bed?
Yeah, I did. I did work to be happy and free,
So tell me how you did that when you woke up.
Okay, I have a thing of three statements that I pull back.
Just tell me what they are, honey. Just tell me.
Okay. I take back all my energy from the thought of I should be happy and free.
No, that's a negative. That's a negative. What's the next thing?
I pull all the not me energy out of this perspective.
No, okay. All right. So there's your challenge right there. Because if you're pulling all your energy out that's negative, that you don't want.
Well, there's the not me energy, yeah.
Yeah, well, but that just tells your brain to focus on that energy, baby. Look, in this day-to-day, I am the creator of me. I am joy, and I am happiness, and I am compassion, and I am abundance, and I love being awake in this new day of all possibilities. Now, do you feel the difference between that and what you're saying?
Yeah, what about the other thing I use where I put up on the big TV screen, white screen, all the things that no longer serve me, and then I surround it with a bubble of clear light? That seems to work.
Okay, from my perspective, Anne, all you're doing is focusing on what you don't want. Why don't you put up on the screen, I am, and put everything that you do want.
Okay.
I am joy. I am balance. I am clarity. I am love. Oh my goodness, guys. What? I am determined to find out a way to communicate this to you and have you guys all get this. You only think and state what you want like you have it already, joyfully and in love. That's it. And there's never a negative in there to explain what you want. There is never a negative in the statement. All right, baby cakes?
Yeah, that's a whole different approach, and it's a lot easier
than
what I was going to go down.
And you learned that in Creation Station. Now I want you to apply it, Anne, okay? I love you, baby. But it's time.
Much.
It's time that you don't go back and forth like this anymore. All right, I love you. And I'm just telling everybody, guys, because obviously if you're involved in the spiritual community, you're going to be listening to a lot of people. I urge you to at least listen to the people that are saying the same thing, because if you're not, you're going to be going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and get all freaking confused. You're going to get back into the struggle. And I'm telling you, it's not about the struggle. It's about the ease. All right, we're going to Robert. We've been waiting for
Hello.
You, Robert. Hi, this is Phyllis's friend. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Okay, so I'm a first-time caller. And
I know.
I might not do this right, but I will let you guide me.
Okay.
I'm not making enough money, and a solution would be moving in with my boyfriend, and he wants me to, but for some reason I don't want to.
Well, okay, the first thing I hear, Robert, is there's a lot of you, a lot of the parts of you that do want to move in. Is that true?
Yes.
But you don't want to move in under the circumstances that the reason you're moving in is because you need help financially.
Correct.
Okay. Now, will you be able to pay your half?
Yes.
Okay. So, bottom line, what I'm hearing is if you love him, and if you feel great, if you take the whole money thing out of the equation, Robert, and know that there's two things, sweetheart. One, everybody in the creation process has to work with other energy. We have to play with other energy. Even if we're a painter in the room by ourselves, we are working with other creative energy to bring forth that painting. Me as an actress, I have to work with other actors and directors to bring forth my creation. Okay? So in a relationship and in a partnership, guys, we have to work with other energy. We participate working with other energy all the time. And the trick to that is participating with the other energy without giving yourself up.
Right.
But you have a belief in place that you have to do it all yourself.
Oh, my God,
now,
yes.
Okay, well, if you have to do it all yourself, your life is going to be more of a struggle, Robert, because you got to work with other energy. What does your dad have to do with all this? What did he go ahead.
I don't have I didn't meet him till I was 5 because he was just that kind of wanderer person who didn't want to be settled down. And now he wants to like have lunch once a week, and it just stresses me out.
Okay. So the channel wants you to understand that that's the other part of you that's not sure about moving in with your guy because
mm-hmm.
you're scared to death he's going to abandon you too.
Maybe. It's not manifesting in my anxieties that way. It's kind of like I have a pit bull. And I live in a rented house that's kind of aligned perfectly for me to have this pit bull. But if it didn't work out with me and Caleb, it would be very hard for me to find another rental that would allow me to have the dog. And so I kind of feel like I don't want to take that risk.
Okay. And let me ask you, what fabulous, incredible things have you done in your life that had no risk? Yeah.
None of them.
Well, I rest my case. You know, you've got to step out into the world. But you see, what you're doing, Robert, is hindering moving forward in your creation because of the fear of what might happen. And I want everybody to hear that because we all do it and it really screws us up, guys. So what you want to know, what you're claiming that you know, what you're directing your energy and the energy of the world is I move in, everything works out, we're incredibly happy, my doggy gets to come with me, everything works out smoothly. And you know what, Robert? If
what?
It doesn't, you create another great place to live with a dog. Because
right.
if you really know that you're the creator of you, no matter what gets thrown at you, you have the creative ability to deal with it joyfully and create something positive out of it. If you think you're at the whim of the world, then you're in constant fear that you're not going to be able to handle things and they're not going to work out. Do you understand?
Okay, I understand. I do understand. And sometimes I do feel like I'm at the whim and I think I do need to take a more creative, you know, partnership with the universe.
Yeah, aggressive actually is the word they gave me.
I actually almost used that word too, and then I thought maybe I shouldn't use that word.
No, you see, that's the part of you, you know, you just want to bring those kahunas in, baby, with your creation, with the universe, you know, be aggressive, guys. The universe is pleading with you to let it know what you want. And you do that by claiming like you already have it. In the original Hebrew, ask means claim or demand. This will be delivered to me. So, you got it, Robert?
I do have it, Dee. Thank you
okay.
so much.
You bet. Thanks for calling in and following through, baby. Thank you, Phyllis, for referring him. I so appreciate that more than you know. Catherine in New York, we're going to you.
Hi, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much. I almost feel like I don't have a question anymore.
Good, I like that. But I think you do. So what did you call in with originally, baby?
There's this man that I feel it would be good for me to work with, and he's going to be at a social gathering in April. And I don't know, it's kind of like a chore for me to get to it. So I'm wondering if that's like a back off, don't do this signal from the universe just because it's so hard to get
no,
to.
No. The universe doesn't give you signals like that.
Okay.
You give you signals like that.
So
what part of you is afraid to go meet this guy? Okay, they're taking... Yeah, go ahead.
Fear of rejection.
Uh-huh. They're taking me to a core belief. Here. 40 through 45, 46. I set my little child free. So they're showing me a father figure. So did you ask daddy for a lot of things and daddy said no? Or one big thing and daddy said no?
Maybe one big thing.
Uh-huh.
And was
that about moving forward in any way?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
And your little girl's going, no, don't go. We've been down this road before and you remember how hurt you were and blah, 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 blah. And you don't want to experience that again and blah, 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 blah. Okay. So, guys, if you have a divine hit like that, it'd be great for me to work with this guy. Go. Just go. If I worried about people telling me no, I would never have become an actress, Catherine, because we hear no more than probably any other profession on earth. If an actor books 1 out of 10 auditions, they're lucky.
Right.
And you hear no 9 times, but boy, when you get that one, you're off and running, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And what you will break through, you see, is if they say yes, it's obvious. And if they say no, you go, you know what? That is your opportunity to make big strides forward. You can see butterflies as beauty or butterflies as the end of the world. You can see a no as, okay, well, good for me. I put it out there. I believed in myself. The next time, people are going to respond with a yes. And that's the choice you make in that moment.
Wow.
Either way, it moves you and expands your energy. Do you understand?
Yes, like if my answer was no, then it wasn't for my highest best, in other words.
If your answer was no, that's not what I said at all.
Oh,
I said, if he says no, you are a choice right there to go, okay, doesn't have anything to do with me. He said no, but wow, Catherine, good for you. You went, you followed your instincts, you put it out there, and the next time or the next time or the next time, people are going to say yes because you're attracting people that say yes, that want to work with you, that, okay? Do you understand?
Yes. I got it now, yeah.
Okay. So you, no matter what you're handed, you keep creating what you want. You don't look away to the negative. Okay?
Yes. Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. I'm hammering this into you all today. Goodbye. Lord have mercy upon my soul. Okay. Oh, my gosh. We're going to go to Joy in Cape Cod. Hi, baby.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. This call, it's nothing new, but for some reason, it has affected me really deeply.
Good.
And I'm in tears. I'm not tears of unhappiness, tears of joy, if you pardon the pun. But what I called about is I've had on and off the regular itch, you know, my skin, for a long time. And I have seemed to do everything I knew what to do, and it still keeps coming back, and there's something I'm missing.
Is it only in one place?
It's in one area. It's at my chest, under my breasts, the side of my.
Joy, I would look at what soap and stuff you're washing with and what shampoo, and, you know, take out anything that has a bunch of all this stuff that they're adding now to make you soft and make it smell good and all that. Just go back to Ivory soap, baby, and see how that works. I'm not kidding.
Okay. Isn't that interesting? All right, thank you.
Yep. Thanks. Good. Great to hear from you. Oh, my gosh. Bethany in California, you're on. Hi, honey.
Oh, hi, Dee. Thank you so much. My heart is just opening. I think it's like the other woman said, so many of the questions I've had have been answering, so maybe just a general reading.
Well, they don't do general readings, so give me a subject you really want to know about.
Soul purpose. Soul purpose.
Okay, guys, and this is the answer. Boy, it just went to my big yes. For everybody, your purpose here is to be happy and to know that you create you and to work with energy. Yeah. That's why you're here, all of you. And you can do that in response to any subject in your life or anything that you want to create. So if you want to be a healer, practice knowing unconditionally that you are the creator of you being that healer. And then take steps to do whatever you need to do to be that healer. You want to be an actor? I am an actor. Now, what do I do to reinforce me being an actor? Okay, you got it?
Got it. Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
This whole show is kind of based around getting clear about what we're not doing or what we should be doing or doing differently. Chris in Chattanooga, how are you, baby?
Hey, Dee, how's it going?
It's going good. What can we do for you?
Been listening to the show, and it's been really good stuff coming through. So thanks for taking my call. I'm calling because I've had this issue come up with a client out of the blue where I finished the job, and they still owe me some money, and they're like, well, I need to wait 30 days to pay you. And I was just like, well, wait a minute. Like, we didn't talk about this, and you've always paid me on time, and all of a sudden out of the blue, you're like telling me you want to wait 30 days. I just told him, look, I can't do that, you know? And he's like, well, you should have made it clear up front before we started doing business. And I was like,
okay, Chris, first of all, it's not true that you can't do that. You have enough money that you could do that. Okay.
Right, but he didn't express that to me
at the beginning. I understand that. I understand.
So
let's just take one thing at a time. You see how much you're in reaction that you can't even get to what it's about? So take a breath and get more objective. And I'm saying that to all of you. You can't channel and hear your highest information when you're plugged in and in reaction. Okay, the channel merely wants to dispel all this drama because it's plugging you into two things. I'm not going to have enough, and I'm not being honored. So,
yeah, I feel like I'm not being honored, that's for sure.
Well, okay, dude. But let's look at how many times has he hired you before? How much work have you done for him before? Because you said he's always paid you on time.
Right.
So, how much work has he done for you before?
Well, work I've done for him, I've done some work, not a whole lot, but I mean, this has been a pretty big job. So, and he's, you know, he paid me up front the deposit, and then he paid me another payment. I was like, okay, cool. And I was like, okay, now it's finished, and I just need to settle up. And he's like, well, I can't do that now.
Well, but he has always honored you in the past, hasn't he?
Right, but it's just, it's kind of like his attitude. He's just like, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm just not going to pay you for 30 days. Instead of being like, hey, Chris, you know what? Things are kind of slow with my business this month, so can I pay you in like 2 weeks or 30 days? And this is why. But it was just kind of like his attitude about the way he approached it.
Okay. So this is the opportunity for Chris to go, wow, this really plugged me in. Where's the pony? So
okay,
this is coming up to kind of put in my face that I have stuff buried in me where I feel like I'm not honored in the world. And this guy's coming. Hold on, Chris.
Okay.
And this guy is coming forward to mirror stuff in me that I get. I know this one well because I've been dealing with it myself and being on top of myself about it. So this is kind of, this is a issue that's gone in and out of our work for some time, Chris. This knowing that the universe really loves and supports you and honors you, meaning all the people in it do also. So that's where the gift is. And what does it feel like? Let's just rewind the movie here of this. And what does it feel like if he had come to you and said, boy, I really appreciate everything. You've done such a great job. My business is a little slow now. Could you work with me in allowing me to have 30 days to get this payment to you? How would
you have responded? I mean, I would still feel a little bit kind of like, okay, but I would, you know, like, I would be like, okay, well, let's, you know, work something out. Maybe, you know, you could pay me a little bit now and pay me the rest in 30 days or something.
Okay, but you, like, see, you went into such a reaction, you didn't even want to talk about him. You didn't want to him. You didn't want to look for the solution, sweetheart. And that's what you have to. You always want to look at the how can I. That's what it's about, is knowing that he is honoring you right now. And how can you work this out with him? Okay?
Right.
Now, I'm not getting anything else. It's look to yourself. Don't look to him. Start working on seeing the world as people who look at you and go, I honor him. Everybody.
Right.
Look out into the world and go, okay, I'm going to see the world as a world filled with people who look at me and go, wow, do I honor her or him? And you watch the world start to shift around you. I promise you, it will.
So it's about me accepting, it's about me believing and accepting that the world and the universe honors me.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
All righty. Yep. You watch.
Well, thanks for
you
the
watch.
Clarification.
And you're going to let me know, right?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We're going to, boy, lots of these people we haven't heard from in a while. Miss Jereen in South Dakota, you're on.
Hi. Yes, I was wondering. My husband wants to expand our trucking business, meaning hiring another driver and buying a truck and trailer. And he thinks he can make it cash flow in like 6 months. And I look at the figures and it'd be more like 4 years. And I feel like that's not something I want to create. So I don't know how to deal with like the conflicting energy, or there's also feels like it's kind of like force he wants to use to get his way. So,
well,
those are
two entirely different subjects. The first thing I heard from the channel is, why are you limiting the possibility of this being successful easily and early? You don't want to limit that. Now, there's something to be said financially for being responsible for what we're trying to handle on this plane, right?
Yes.
So, hold on. We're going to a core belief. This page here. 17, 18. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. And the channel wants you to know that you're both dealing with this from separate perspectives. But he wants to value himself by coming forward to add this truck and a driver. And he wants to value himself by believing and committing to this. And how his belief is playing out is that you are then, in his perception and in his reaction, abandoning him because he's valuing himself. You're doing the same thing by trying to protect the business and make the business decisions the best you can. And then you perceive him and his pushing as abandoning you. So it's all about abandonment. And now they're bringing me back to Chris, and they're saying, you know, that's a lot what's going on with Chris, too, that's plugging him in, is that this guy abandoned him because he doesn't want to pay him. So, other energy cannot abandon us unless we have that belief system in place. So, I believe that other energy can abandon me. And therefore, I will allow and set up opportunities for that to happen. Or I will react in that way because I have this belief system. So we both balance. Anybody switch? We both want the highest answer. Jereen, I'm getting that it is totally possible for this to start making money 6 months to a year. Not now to 6 months, but 6 months to a year.
Yes.
Are you open to that possibility?
Yes.
okay. They just want you to be open to the magic, guys. The other thing is you have not asked for their help. And you all know that's the final thing in the formula. I know what I want. I claim it. I state it. I commit to it. I feel love around it. I feel excitement around it. I say I'm doing this right now. And then I ask the universe, come in, partner with me. We're creating this now. And I'm saying that to Chris again and to everybody. Whatever it is you're working on, once you've chosen, committed, felt love and excitement into it, then ask the universe to come partner with you and then take some action. So the only way this is going to work, Jereen, is literally if you go, okay, I am committed and I am putting all my belief around the fact that this can move into lucrative money 6 months to a year from now. I'm supporting this in every way. If you can't do that, then you don't do it. Because if you do it going into thinking you can't do it, and you're in a partnership, your part of that partnership will hold it back in some way.
Yes.
Okay?
Yep.
That's your answer, baby cake. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Lena, I don't have many minutes, but I wanted to bring you on. What's up?
Hi, love. I want to thank you for the call this week. I want to talk, I guess, finances. I'm noticing, like, I love working at the zoo, but I noticed stuff yesterday, and
All right. So, Lena, there's your problem right now. You can't even tell me what you want. If you can't tell me what you want, you're certainly not telling the universe what you want. Do you understand?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Do you want to work at the zoo and make good money and be happy and satisfied in the work you do?
Something, part of me wants to move from the zoo because there are times when I go in reaction and I don't have time to just catch my breath and breathe.
Well, what
and
do you
in
go
truth,
in, what do you go into reaction about?
Well, for example, yesterday was spring break, and I was in the Lorikeets. I had a lot of people, and they're starting to put me in a leadership role. But we had over 1,000 people come through Lorikeets. And it all came down, and I noticed this too, it all came down to, like, there was no teamwork between everybody, and it was just...
Okay, I'm
going to
tell
off.
You what this is about, sweetheart. It's all about overwhelm. It's all about overwhelm. You go into overwhelm, and then you think you can't handle it. So your mental mind is telling you, oh, I don't know whether I want to be here because people aren't working together. But what it's really about is you allowing yourself to go into overwhelm and not trusting the fact that you can handle all this.
Okay.
I handle the leadership easily and joyfully.
Okay.
So start whenever you feel yourself kind of go, ha, 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 you know, that place we get into when we start going into overwhelm, take a breath and start laughing. I just want you to start laughing for no reason so you can disconnect that overwhelm and go, now this is just silly. I know I handle this easily and joyfully. Start working with that, and then we'll see. Because according to the channel, it's really not about the zoo or your job there. That's a true statement. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right, baby.
All right.
All right.
Thank
so, everybody,
all.
We're going to come together about everything we've talked about the show on the show. We're claiming I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. I am divine love. And so it is. Wow, what a show. I love this show. I'm going to go right in and tell Lanny this was an awesome show. So let's say it together. I love me, I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about, baby cakes.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.